Thank you, Rabbi Schwartz. So nice to have you here. I want to, thank everybody for joining. Be'ez Hashem, Rabbi Schwartz will be speaking about practical halachas relating to Christianity and Avodah Zarah, halachas shailas that arise nowadays. And bechavad Rabbi Schwartz.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much, Rabbi Orlean. And it's really good to see some of you here. It's really wonderful to see some of you. And our job is to learn some Torah. And what we're going to be talking about today are shailos relating to Avodah Zarah, particularly Avodah Zarah in the Western world, which is mostly shailos of Christianity. Now, this does not mean that as a Rav, you are never going to encounter shailos of Avodah Zarah, let's say, from the Eastern world. And those shailos are complicated, of course. Just recently, like a couple of years ago, a fellow in yeshiva came over to ask me a shaila. He's like, I hear that you speak in contemporary halacha about Avodah Zarah. I'm like, yes. He says, well, you know, my mother's father was a soldier and he was in India and he was given these little trinkets. And I realized that maybe these things are Avodah Zarah. So I'm like, well, you know, that's not exactly a Christianity shaila. And that shaila, we have to find somebody. I actually had encountered someone who is now a Baal Tshuva. About one point, he got a doctorate in Far Eastern religions. And I sent him pictures of all these things. And there was like 10 of them. He said that like three of them were definitely Avodah Zarah. And this guy now confronted a shaila about whether he has a mitzvah of bir Avodah Zarah. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah that you have to destroy the Avodah Zarah. The concern was that his mother had these things up on the mantle in the house. And he was nervous that maybe mom will, you know, notice and it'll not be so good. So this was a question. We discussed it at length. He ended up having to, he hid the Avodah Zarah first for a while. His mother didn't notice, didn't say anything. So they took the Avodah Zarah and they tried to destroy it. It happens that Avodah Zarah was like a piece of bronze. And bronze is like very hard to break. How do you break the mitzvah of bir Avodah Zarah? So he found this guy. I have videos of this. He sent me WhatsApp videos. So he found this guy in Borough Park who had like a metal shop. And the guy was able to make the metal heat up very, very hot. And in that way, because it was so hot, then they could just bang it with like special tools. And they actually destroyed the Avodah Zarah. Now, that was a real Avodah Zarah shaila. This guy is Mekayim the mitzvah of bir Avodah Zarah. That doesn't happen every day. But one of the interesting things in that video is that the fellow who owned the metal shop in Borough Park has a brother who is a third grade Rebbe in Cheder in Borough Park. So his brother, the third grade Rebbe, feels that this is a great opportunity to bring his students, the third graders, to see the mitzvah of bir Avodah Zarah. So the whole third grade is there, all the boys are there to watch him destroy the Avodah Zarah. And like one of the kids says, you know, that's like so cute, that little metal thing. It's like so cute. And you could see the smoke come out of the Rebbe's eyes. Cute! It's Avodah Zarah! It's terrible! It's disgusting! It's despicable! You can mamish like see the... And the Rebbe was right. The Rebbe was right. Lamaisa, the Torah tells us that our attitude toward Avodah Zarah is shaketz to shaktsenu, v'ta'ev to ta'avenu, kicherem hu. Our attitude to Avodah Zarah is that we are supposed to treat the Avodah Zarah like it is absolutely disgusting, awful, terrible. Like shaketz to shaktsenu, treat it like it's disgusting. That's the Torah's attitude. We are not supposed to have any sympathy to Avodah Zarah. Later on, as we discuss, it could be that there's a specific iser to say that the Avodah Zarah is nice and cute. But the attitude that we're supposed to have, midin Torah, is that Avodah Zarah is mamish disgusting. You know, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, when Samach Gimel, that kol eitzanusa asura chutz malitzanusa d'avodah zarah, that you're not supposed to make leitzanus. By the way, this Gemara is like one of the hardest Gemaras for me to be mekayim. No? You're not supposed to make leitzanus. I don't. The only exception is leitzanusa d'avodah zarah. You're allowed to make leitzanus from avodah zarah. Rav Huttner explains in the first piece in Purim, actually, that leitzanus means that you take something which is chashuv and you lower its level. By joking about something, you say, you know what? It's kind of cute. It's not so bad. Leitzanus is usher. We should be machshiv things. Everything in the world, we should be machshiv on some level. Chutz me leitzanus avodah zarah. Avodah zarah, we're not supposed to be machshiv at all. Our attitude toward avodah zarah is supposed to be that it is terrible, despicable, awful. Say it in Yiddish, say it in French, any language you want. Avodah zarah is awful. That should be our attitude. Now, I think it's easier for us when we speak about avodah zarah is in the Far East to say, oh, it's disgusting. It's just a getchka. Like, what is it? Like, that's easier for us. But when it comes to the Christian world, the world that we live in, so it's much harder to have that attitude that Avodah Zarah, we'll talk about the specifics of Christianity and whether it qualifies, but in Tim Saloma, that Christianity qualifies as Avodah Zarah, to have the attitude that it's terrible and it's awful is very hard for people. You know, we live in a world where one of the central values is equality. And it's very hard for a lot of people to even talk about Bechiras Am Yisrael. Even the notion of that we are the chosen people is hard for certain people. Certain people, Mibnei Amenu, have difficulty with it. And I think we can sympathize. We could understand why it's difficult for people. But nonetheless, the Torah's attitude toward Avodah Zarah has to be that it is despicable and terrible. No matter how deeply ingrained the notions of equality and these Western notions, which are things that we really believe in. Don't get me wrong. We really believe in them, but there's a gavul. Avodah Zarah, right, is over the line. Avodah Zarah is mamish aser. The laws of Avodah Zarah are very strict. Chazal have many isurim that are isurim derabbanan because of Avodah Zarah. We have these things that the halacha considers discriminatory laws. That's the expression that's used. Yayin, one of the more complicated issues in kashrus, is wine. The reason why wine is usar is because b'noy sehem, right, it could lead to intermarriage. But the isar hana'a on wine is because of avodah zarah. There are many isurim that are out the dinim of avodah zarah. The chazal aser certain things, just the whole Seder Hadvarim in Yerideya Chilek Beis, you begin with regular discriminatory laws based on Chasnos, Pas Akum, Bishul Akum, then you move into the Halachos of Stam Yenam, then you move into the regular dinim of Avodah Zarah. Chazal treat Avodah Zarah very seriously. Avodah Zarah is a terrible thing. Our attitude has to be that Avodah Zarah is absolutely despicable. But, Nishalat HaSheila, I understand the Avodah Zarah in the Far East. By the way, just like one other aside, You have to really have bakiyas in Eastern religions to answer these shilas. This guy who I spoke about before, Lee Weissman, his name is. He's a professor of Eastern religions out in UC Berkeley, I believe. He's a Jew who walks around in the strimal on Shabbos. He mamish knows the stuff. Not every religion that you think is Avodah Zarah is necessarily Avodah Zarah. Buddhism happens to be a religion without a god. They worship Buddha in the sense that Buddha is a person who attained certain moral qualities. You have to really know the religions well. And when you get these shailas, not at all pashut. But Christianity is something that we have a halachic history about that goes back, I don't know, 1600 years, right? When did the Emperor Constantine, year 330 or something? That's when the Roman Empire switched to Christianity. And the, maybe even the Gemara, but certainly the Rishonim, all address the status of Christianity, whether Christianity is Avodah Zarah or not. And the, if you'd ask a Christian, are you an Oved Avodah Zarah? So ask any Christian. They'll tell you, absolutely not. They'll tell you, no, I'm not an Oved Avodah Zarah at all. And we say, but one second, I thought you believe like that there's a Trinity, right? That they believe that there are three parts of the Godhead, as it were. So any Christian would say, yeah, well, three doesn't really equal three. Three equals one. Christians themselves are very careful to say that they are monotheists. Christians, you ask any Catholic theologian, and by the way, when I talk about Christianity, like Mamish, every prat has to be defined. We are primarily discussing Roman Catholicism, right? The Roman Catholic Church. There are many other groups of Christians. There are Eastern Orthodox churches, the Greek Orthodox, the Russian Orthodox. There are Armenian Orthodox churches, which are slightly different. There was something in the 9th century called the Icon Controversy, where there was a discussion about whether they actually worship the Getchka, the image in the church. And the Roman Catholic Church says that the image is just a symbol, it's just a sign. But the Armenians believe that they actually worship it. They ended up on the other side of the icon controversy. The discussion that we are having today is about Catholicism, Roman Catholicism, whether that's Avodah Zarah. The other groups are much more complicated. Again, you have to learn the sugyas be'iyun. The Armenian Christians are much more likely to be Avodah Zarah. The Protestant groups, there are many different shades of Protestantism. Some are Unitarian Protestants, which according to the Pashtus in the Halacha is absolutely not Avodah Zarah. But you have to figure out exactly what we're dealing with. And there are nafkaminas, big nafkaminas. Can you change one of their places of worship to become a shul? If it's a base Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to. But what's the status of Christianity, meaning Roman Catholicism? Is it Avodah Zarah? And again, you ask any Roman Catholic priest, he'll tell you, absolutely not. The Trinity is not Avodah Zarah. And that's probably true, theologically. It's probably true that the Trinity does not mean Avodah Zarah. However, there is another belief that they have, which from our halachic perspective is much more problematic. And that belief is called the incarnation. I feel very bad that like my job is to come and to teach you guys about Christianity. No, this is like, I don't know how I ended up with this one, but the incarnation is a notion that Roman Catholics and some other Christian groups have, which is that God took on human form, mamish. There are different ways of saying it, and different Christian groups have different lashonos. But if you believe that there is real incarnation, if you believe that God, right? And God means God. God means the Ribbono Shel Olam, the creator, Baruch Shamayim Va'aretz. But if you believe that that God took on a human form, mamish, if you really believe in the incarnation, it's very hard to make any argument that Christianity is not absolute Avodah Zarah. The way, I'll be with you in 1 second, Brian, the way Dr. Berger says it is bipashtos, the incarnation is megala on the Trinity. Meaning, we could have a whole discussion about the Trinity, and we will have this discussion about whether the halacha recognizes three as being real Avodah Zarah or not. But bepashtus, those who believe in full-fledged incarnation have to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's a point that Dr. Berger has made to me on a number of occasions. I believe he wrote this as well. It has to be, if you believe, Avodah Zarah means that something which is not God is worshipped as God. If you believe that God took on human form, that means bepashtus that it is Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the entire conversation that we are going to have now is tzarech iyun. It's hard to understand how anyone could seriously entertain that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, not because of the Trinity, but because of the incarnation. So the haschala is that it's hard to understand how Christianity would not be Avodah Zarah at all. Mr. Chernikov, how are you, sir?
Rabbi Schwartz, I was just wondering, how is the idea of incarnation different from the belief of many of the Rishonim that Hashem had a God, that Hashem has a God?
Again, it's hard for me to hear. What did you say exactly? Yeah. I think there's some background noise.
Yeah, I'll try again. If not, I can ask you afterwards. I was wondering, how is the idea of incarnation different than that the belief of many of the Rishonim that Hashem has a guf?
Okay, so first of all, in terms of Rishonim that Hashem had a guf, there is not a single mainstream Rishon who believes that. Rav Moshe of Taku is unheard of other than this shita. There is no mainstream shita in Judaism. Even the Ravid does not really believe it. The Ravid's lashon is that Rabin Vitovim Hemenu believed something along those lines. And it could be that therefore someone who has that belief is not a min, but it does not, there is no mainstream shita. Forget mainstream. Like the fact that you have one shita from an unheard of Rishon is megala that no one feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a body. Achdus Hashem has to mean, and this is certainly in the Ikarei HaEmuna, the way the Rambam has it, that Achdus Hashem has to mean that God is absolutely unique. God is yachid u'miyuchad, different than anything else which we consider one. Usually one means that it leads to two. When we say Hashem Echad, the Rav used to say, if you translate Hashem Echad as God is one, that is kfira, right? You have to have the right ideas. When you say Kriyishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique, not one. That's the Rambam tells us also, that to be absolutely unique, you can't have any component parts. Consequently, you can't be physical in any way. Anything that is physical, by definition, has component parts. And by definition, that is not echad within the Rambam world. Now, this leads the Rambam to a complete hashgafas olam, where the Rambam says that Christianity, without any doubt, is avodah zara. The Rambam tells us this. I don't know if you are able to follow along in the sources, but the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah speaks about how a town that has Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to go through that town at all. The Rambam writes that you should know that the Notzrim are absolute Oyvdei Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Hilchos Macharos Asuros. The Rambam's notion of Avodah Zarah is, first of all, because it's physical, it's a problem. Any sort of physicality is a chisaron, is not considered echad. Moreover, the Rambam would say that even if you hold that God is not at all physical, but you are using some intermediary to get to God, that itself is an act of avodah zarah for the Rambam. The flag of the Vatican has keys on it. They believe that the way to access God is through the Pope, the priest, etc. We believe, right, Rav Soloveitchik used to speak about how Judaism is a very democratic religion. He didn't mean politically that we're democratic, not Republican, although, we're not going to finish the sentence, but the notion that we have is that we can access HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. If people begin to pray to some other entity in order to get to God, that, according to the Rambam, is what I would call the beginning of Avodah Zarah. In Perek Aleph of Avodah Zarah Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes that Bimei Enosh, the people made a great mistake. And what they did was that they felt that since God gave certain authority to the Shemesh, the Yareach, etc., let's pray to them. For the Rambam, that's mamish a problem. That is itself an act of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam is absolutely clear that Christianity is full-fledged Avodah Zarah. There is nothing to talk about. Now, when I say nothing, there's never nothing. There was a Rav who actually was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Mordechai Horowitz, Rabbi Marcus Horowitz. He was the Rav of the Grossgemeinde in Frankfurt am Main. Down the street from me, there's a show called Breuers. Breuers is the Austritgemeinde. Rabbiner Samson Raphael Hirsch felt that Orthodox Jews can have nothing to do with anyone other than Orthodox Jews, and we can't be part of any groups that involve Jews of other stripes, etc. And he broke away. He set up his own separate kehila, his own separate community. And in 1876, the German government finally recognized the Austritgemeinde as being separate. Until that point, and in many of our communities, it's Ad Hayom Hazeh. I think modern Orthodoxy probably does not really believe in Austrit. Orthodox Jews were part of a larger Jewish organizational structure. That was called the Grossgemeinde, the large community. The Grossgemeinde rabbi in Frankfurt am Main is Rabbi Marcus Horowitz. In his Tshuvas Mata Levi, he argues that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, according to the Rambam. And his argument is what we would say in Yiddish, very far-fetched. It's really not, it's not at all simple. And I recently, like a couple of months ago, they asked me to give like a talk after Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin passed away. And Rav Henkin writes in some of his tshuvas that Rabbi Marcus Horowitz is just using bad editions of the Perish HaMishnah and trying to make diyukim. When you have the correct Perish HaMishnah, it's completely unambiguous. Christianity, as in our Christians, are, or Roman Catholics, are absolutely Avdei Avodah Zarah. There's nothing to talk about. In the tshuvas of the Matzah Levi, he even talks about that maybe you're allowed to make a donation to the building of a church. And he discusses that perhaps this will be a Kiddush Hashem, because it shows the community that the Jews care about others, etc. This shita it exists. Mark Shapiro makes a very big deal about it in some of his essays, but it is absolutely, it's kemat impossible to read that in the Rambam. Kemat impossible. There might be other Rishonim who say that, but in Rabbi Horowitz's Tshuvas, he says, the Rambam says it, that's kemat impossible. So let's go on. Is Christianity Avodah Zarah? The Rishonim discuss it mostly in the context of the Trinity, believing that there are three parts of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Is that Avodah Zarah? Rambam says, absolutely. The Rambam's notion of Achdus Hashem is pure, complete. Christianity is Avodah Zarah, nothing to talk about. Le'umat HaRambam, the opposite extreme, is the Shita of the Me'iri, which was known even before the Me'iri was published. Okay, let's go back to a history of the publishing of Rishonim. Very often people say, and they quote the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish had a taina, a running taina on the Mishnah Berurah. How can the Mishnah Berurah sometimes pass against Shailos based on the Me'iri? The Me'iri was not known to the majority of halachic authorities. Therefore, you can't use the Me'iri as a halachic source. It was confined to the dustbin of history. That's the standard approach. It's really not true. It's not true that the Me'iri was unknown. The Me'iri was printed one time in the 17th century. It wasn't reprinted again until the 20th century, when the Sofer edition, when Avram Sofer came out with the Me'iri, but the Me'iri was printed. And this particular Me'iri was well known because it's quoted on the side of the page in Bava Kama Kuf Yud Gimel. The Me'iri writes that Umos hagedurim bedarchei hadosos, nations that are governed by laws, are not subject to all of the halachos in the first parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Let's take a step back. First parak of Avodah Zarah tells me that shloshi yom lefnei ideihem, 3 days before their festival, you can't do business with the goyim. Aser losis v'losis imahem. The Rishonim all ask Akasha, but we do this all the time. We do business with the Goyim, Goyim meaning the Christians that they live among. We do business with them 3 days before the festival. Avodah Zarah, how's it permitted? That's a Akasha the Rishonim ask. And the Balei HaTosis on Avodah Zarah Daf Beis and many other places are bothered by these Kashas. And the Balei HaTosis work very hard to answer the Kasha. But the Me'iri comes, and the Me'iri says, you know what, I have one teretz to all the kashas from the first parak of Avodah Zarah, and that is that Christians today are not included in the types of Ovdei Avodah Zarah that are mentioned in the Mishnayis. They are umos hagedurim bedarchei hadosos. These are people who have faith. They are governed by the rules of law, and consequently, the halachas in the first parak of Avodah Zarah don't apply to them. But the Me'iri goes a step further. If you look in the source packet that I have, the bottom of page 2, going over to the top of page 3, there's a Me'iri in Harias Daf Yud Aleph. You know, the halacha is that Minim is Mayridin Velo Mailam. Minim, Mosrim. You have people who are, Minim is usually a term in Shas for early Christians. Moiridim Romailim, right? You are walking down the street, there's a pit, you push them into the pit, you don't pull them up if they're down there. Moiridim Romailim. A Meshumid Lavodazara, someone who's Jewish by birth, but changes to an Ovid Avodazara, is a min. Zakda Mi'iri. However, Dvarim Elu Kulam, Kishadayim Shem Yisrael Aleihem. Shakosha Shem Yisrael Olav, whom is Pakir Machalas Hadas, Unsho Chomor. Ad Harbe, Mitnesha Nasa Min, Ukamisha Ein Lodas. Zakda Mi'iri, this halach is true only if someone is a Jew, but is worshipping a different faith. Ha, komi shi yotzem in aklal legamre, v'nasev al ben das acheres, harehu etzvenu kibnei oso hadas. The Mimi has a line that someone who becomes part of a different faith community, so we will treat this person like he is part of that religion, that faith community, and he is, she is part of umos hagadurim b'darchei hadasos. Late professor Jacob Katz made a big deal about this Mi'iri in his book, Exclusiveness and Tolerance. Effectively, what the Mi'iri seems to be saying is that Christianity can't be avodah zarah. It's not just that the Mi'iri is saying that the Christians are good people, but the fact that the Mi'iri says that a Jew who adopts Christianity becomes like a member of that das and is not considered a mumar, a mashumid, etc. That's a really frightening expression. That means, l'cha'ira, that for the Mi'iri, Christianity is some sort of legitimate religion. It's not avodah zarah. And there's a few other places where the Mi'iri says this yisod. The Mi'iri would say what an observant Catholic would say, that I am not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Yes, there are three parts of God, but that's similar to what others say, Lahavdol, 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 we believe different spheros, etc. The Mi'iri would say Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Bleich, in an article that he wrote years ago, which was republished, YU has like something called YU Press. If you clean out the Beis Medrash sometime during the summer, you'll get free books from YU Press. If they give you a free book from YU Press, one of the good ones to get is this book by Rabbi Bleich called The Philosophical Quest. Rabbi Bleich argues that the Mi'iri felt Christianity is not Avodah Zarah because the Mi'iri lived in the French Riviera, Provence, and the people around him were not really Avodah Zaranics. They were heretical Christians. That's the way he says it. And consequently, the people around the Mi'iri were not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's Rabbi Bleich's argument. It's creative. Everything Rabbi Bleich says, like, you have to think about very carefully. It's mamish creative. But at the same time, Dr. Berger notes in one of his articles, there is no evidence that the Mi'iri lived among heretical Christians. Rabbi Bleich tries to show, well, there's a group later in that similar area. There's no evidence at all. The Pashtus is that the Mi'iri is the foil for the Rambam. The Rambam's definition of Achdus is absolute, absolute unity. Anytime there is more than one, by definition for the Rambam, that is Avodah Zarah, nothing to talk about. The Mi'iri would say that, no, it's not Avodah Zarah. If you could argue that the three is one, that's not Avodah Zarah. The Pashtus is that the Mi'iri is saying Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. Now, even though Mi'iri says this, and even though this Shita was known, it's, as we mentioned, it's on the side of the page in Bava Kama Kuf Yud Gimel, and some assume that the Mi'iri meant it only as apologetics. He only meant his position just to kind of pacify, mollify the goyim among whom he lived. But Dr. Berger and others point out that it's not shayach. It's not shayach to say that the Mi'iri felt that Christianity is not that Miri felt, excuse me, that Christianity is avodah zarah, and he just was saying as a shtickl Torah to avoid the censor. And one of the proofs is that Meiri that we just noted in Harius. Meiri says Christianity is not avodah zarah. That's his shita. Do we hold like the Meiri? Well, who's we? Let's take a step back. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted as saying that the Meiri is merely a historical curiosity. It carries no halachic weight. That's what the Rav said. Nonetheless, there was a whole discussion after Hakamat HaMdina and before Hakamat HaMdina about Zechuyot HaMi'utim b'Medinat Yisrael. You see, we have a Jewish country, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. But what do we do with the non-Jews in the Jewish country? The Torah says that we have a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah. No? It would not give us good press in the New York Times if we go and we start burning down all the churches in Israel. No? It's probably not a good idea. Right? And the reality is that, like, what are we going to do? We have a mitzvah, Bir Avodah Zarah. It doesn't only, right? Bir Avodah Zarah in Chutz La'aretz is if you happen to have Avodah Zarah. In Eretz Yisrael, Tzarech L'Sharesh Achareha. You have to go and find Avodah Zarah and destroy it. Rav Herzog, years ago, Rav Herzog was the first chief rabbi post-state. Maran HaRav Kook was the chief rabbi pre-state, no? Rav Herzog is the chief rabbi after Hakamat Timdina. Rav Herzog wrote a book called Hatechukah Yisrael Pi Mishpatei HaTorah. He tried to write a constitution for the state of Israel based on Torah law. Ad Hayom Hazeh, the state of Israel does not have a constitution, no? The courts operate based on British common law. But Rav Herzog wanted a constitution. He has a whole essay. What do we do about Bir Avodah Zarah? So he says that because the shaila is so severe, and the kamamish be a shaila pekuach nefesh for Jews, if we have to go and destroy the Avodah Zarah, so we'll rely on the Meiri that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. For a shaila of that severity, Rav Herzog was willing to rely on the Meiri. But l'cha'ora, in mainstream halacha, no one relies on the Meiri. No serious posek takes the Meiri into account. Let's take a step back. You know, there was a fellow, Louis Jacobs. You could Google him. There was like the famous Jacobs controversy in England in the 1950s or something. So Louis Jacobs has a series of articles about Inyanei Avodah Zarah, in particular the Munkacher Rav's approach to Avodah Zarah, the Minchas HaLuzer. The Minchas HaLuzer once was addressed with a shaila: is it permitted to live in a town where you have a big clock on top of the church and to tell time with that church clock? Is that considered getting some benefit from Avodah Zarah? So the Minchas HaLuzer addresses the shaila. He says it's mutter l'maisa, you're not getting enough from the Avodah Zarah, you can get off from the clock, etc. But the person who asked the shaila to the Minchas HaLuzer, the person asked the shaila to him, said, well, maybe we could rely on this Meiri, that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. So Minchas HaLuzer says, Christianity is not Avodah Zarah? The Mesorah of Ashkenaz is that our grandparents, our great-grandparents, they gave up their life not to become Christian. Right? Tisha B'Av is coming up soon, no? There's two or three kinnis about martyrdom. The Rav speaks about this at length in his kinnis on Tisha B'Av. We gave up our lives, and Ashkenaz prides ourselves. This is what we did. Right? This is part of our self-identity as an Ashkenazi, that we gave up our life. Zakta minchas alazar, you tell me Christianity is not avodah zarah, so why did my Zayda, Elter Zayda, how come my great-great-great-grandparents, how come we gave up our lives? You can't countenance the shita that we rely on the Me'iri. Yeah, maybe for such a big issue like Medinat Yisrael not having to destroy the churches, Rav Herzog said it. But to say that Christianity is not avodah zarah, to say that we paskin like the Me'iri is very, very, I shouldn't say it's very difficult. It's wrong. It's just wrong to say that we paskin like the Me'iri. I'm making a big deal about this because in recent years, this has become a big topic of conversation. Unfortunately, like a terrible thing. A few years ago, there were like some church bombings in Charleston and they destroyed churches. And certain Rabbonim made a campaign that you should donate money to the rebuilding of the churches. And they quoted this Tshuva the Matalevi beforehand, that the Matalevi says, even according to the Rambam, Christianity is not up by Dezara. And they say that Rav Herzog relied on the Me'iri, so we'll rely that Christianity is not up by Dezara, and therefore you can donate money to the rebuilding of churches, and it becomes like a Kiddush Hashem. That was what the argument is. Again, Kimat impossible to say this. To say that we paskin like the Me'iri is just like, the Me'iri is an obscure shita. We might paskin like him when it comes to massive questions, like Medinat Yisrael. But stamazoi, in a localized issue, to say that we hold like the Me'iri, you can't say that. Your mamish can't say that. We had a president at one point. We're going to skip 45. We're going to go back to 44. We had a president called Barack Obama. At Obama's inauguration, there was a well-known rabbi who went into the National Cathedral and he delivered a prayer as part of President Obama's inauguration in 2008. And the RCA, again, the RCA might not have been smart when they did this. They publicly censured the rabbi that this goes against halacha, you're not allowed to go into a church. And probably wasn't so smart to do this because it becomes a story in the newspapers. Orthodox Jews calling some other Orthodox Jew, like he going into churches forbidden. You know, like sometimes you have to know how to do stuff quietly. Another rabbi wrote at length, and you could see the back and forth. I give you Mara Mekomis in the back of this packet and like the Chakira journal and stuff. Another rabbi wrote to defend this rabbi who went into the National Cathedral. And part of his defense was, maybe we paskin like the Me'iri, that Christianity is not avodah zarah. That defense, that maybe we paskin like the Me'iri, is really, really problematic. You can't say it. It's just, it's not like the Me'iri. If the Me'iri would have not been known, that's one thing. But the fact that the Me'iri was known but rejected, and the fact that we have a whole tradition of martyrdom, that we can't be cavalier and just say that Christianity is not avodah zarah. I saw not so long ago someone published a Haggadah, and on the section of Shvocha Moshe El Hagoyim, he discusses what's our attitude toward Christians. He says, I paskin like the Me'iri. You can't do that. The Me'iri is just, there have been major league poskim who dealt with this issue. The Melamed Lachol says you're not allowed to give money to churches. Perhaps you could give money in a general sort of way that they'll use it to build a parking lot or something, but to donate to a church, it's mamish usser. No one relies on this Me'iri to say that Christianity is not avodah zarah. So let's go back. There are two basic shitos. Rambam, Christianity, unequivocally, unquestionably, avodah zarah. Me'iri, Christianity, not avodah zarah. But there's an in-between shita, which is ripe for much more lumdus, And that's the Shita of Tosfos in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel, in the first daf of Bechoros and elsewhere. You know, the Gemara tells me that I'm not allowed to enter a business relationship with a goy, because maybe the goy will swear to me, and I'll be in violation of the Isser of Lo Yisham Al Picha. The goy swears, he'll mention the Avodah Zarah, she'll mention the Avodah Zarah, and then I'll be in violation of this din of Lo Yisham Al Picha, I'm causing someone to swear. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Rashbam and his brother, the Rabbi Nutam, had a machlekes. You know, the Gemara says, I can't enter a shutfis with a guy because maybe they'll swear. Well, let's say the guy already owes money. And I can't get the money out of the guy unless I ask the guy to swear specifically. It's a situation of mamish hefsid. Right? In the case in the Gemara, we're talking about entering a business relationship. But let's say it's already b'diyeved. I already have a relationship with the guy. The guy owes me money. I can collect the money from the guy if the guy swears. Am I allowed to be mekabel shavua from a guy? So the Rashbam says, ein mekabel himenu, kol shekein shavua, ein mekabel himenu. If you're not allowed to enter a business relationship with a guy because maybe he'll swear, certainly you can't be mekabel the shavua. But Rabbi Tam says it's mutar kabel himenu shavua because it's matzo miyadam. Rabbi Tam says that you're saving money, therefore you can accept the shavua. Now, Orthodox Jews do not believe that we are allowed to do an iser do'eraisa to save a few bucks. Everyone agree with this? If you don't agree with this, you should not be in smicha. Okay, chavra? Good? We cannot violate isurim do'eraisa just not to lose money. Right? Everyone agree? Mr. Roth, you're with me? Full agreement? Thumbs up? Agreed. Right. So what the heck does Rabbeinu Tam mean? How does Rabbeinu Tam say that it's matzal miyodam yalat v'mekabel shavua? Not at all easy to understand. Obviously, Rabbeinu Tam feels that the iser of doing business with goyim is a chumra ba'alma. Some of the Rishonim, one of the locations where this iser is mentioned is in Megillah Daf Chav Ches. And there's some Rishonim who say that the Ritva has over there, that's just a chumra ba'alma. Okay, so doing business with Goyim, entering a shutfis with Goyim, right, is just a chumra ba'alma. But how am I allowed to accept the Shavua? Obviously, Rabbi Tam says that somehow it's not usher. Why not? So Tosfos has an expression over here that became the topic of a massive conversation. Tosfos says, well, when the guy swears not in the name of the Avodah Zarah, the guy is nishba b'kadeshim shalahem. Kadeshim means they're saints. Right? It's interesting. Like, we always change the nikud. Kadesha literally is a harlot, no? Is a prostitute. They call it the kadoshim, the saints, the holy ones. We call them kadeshim. The shavua that they have is that they swear, Dr. Berger in his book on Chabad, in the appendix in the back, has a lengthy discussion about exactly what Tosfos means. Tosfos says that the standard shavua that they took is the kadeshim. They mention the saints. And they are maskir imahim shem shamayim. They also say God's name, meaning Yashka's name. Their kavana when they say that is for their deity. Nonetheless, it's okay to accept the shavua from them, according to Rabbi Tam, because afal pi shemishtatvim shem shamayim v'davar acher, lo ashkechon de osir ligrim lachem l'shitof, l'shatev. So Tosfos, that what they are doing is just called shitof. It's creating some sort of partnership, and there is no iser for shitov. Now, what exactly does Tosfos mean? So there is a discussion in the Piskei Tshuva Yerideya in Simin Kuf Mem Zayin. Some understand that Tosfos means that Christianity is Shituf, and therefore it is not Avodah Zarah, and therefore I'm allowed to be Mekabel or Shavua from the Goy. We'll have to define these terms more precisely in a minute. Meaning, the liberal read of Tosfos is that Tosfos is saying that Christianity as a Pulchan, as a religion, is not Avodah Zarah. The other read of Tosfos, which the Noda B'Yehuda assumes is the main read, is that this is a specific din about Shavua. It's not a halacha in Avodah Zarah. We're not saying anything about Christian belief. What Tosfos is saying is that for the halachos of being Mekabel Shavua, since their Shavua involves the saints as well as Yashka, so therefore you're allowed to be Mekabel Shavua. That's the other read of Tosfos. And the Pesachei Teshuvah goes back and forth within Tosfos, what he means. L'maisa, though, for our purposes, it doesn't matter much. V'afaresh et sichati. You see, even if Tosfos holds that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, what that means is that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah for Goyim. But for Jews, it is Avodah Zarah. Tosfos is not the Meiri. Tosfos works really hard throughout Maseches Avodah Zarah about what's our heter for X, Y, and Z. Tosfos does not say like the Meiri, that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. Even the liberal read of that Tosfos in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel is saying that for Christians or for Goyim, Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. Let's explain like this. There are seven mitzvahs b'nei noach, no? I'm not going to test you what they are, but there are seven mitzvahs, noahide mitzvahs, goyim, we're obligated in 613, goyim are obligated in 7. Well, here's the question. When I do a geirus, I ask someone, you know, do you accept all 613 mitzvahs? The charet doesn't make any sense. Mechayra, you should only have to accept 606 mitzvahs, no? Because you're mechuyiv in 7 beforehand. Were you ever bothered by this kasha beforehand? It's not a bad kasha, no? In fact, the Sefer HaRokeach somewhere, I recently looked for it, I couldn't find it, by Lixach Miran Kup, that the Sefer HaRokeach says this. Sefer HaRokeach says that Rus's gematria is 606 because she was mekabel 606 mitzvahs. Because she already kept 7 beforehand. But we don't do that. Whenever we do Geirus, we speak about Taryag Mitzvahs. What's the pshat? So the standard Mahalach is, I believe Rav Gustman has a whole share about this in his Sefer on Bava Kamma. Zaki, you had a comment?
I wanted to answer.
Yeah.
Well, I
please. So you could,
like Rabbi wanted to say that the dharm of the 7 mitzvahs change when we become a Yid. Not Simon with Zara changes, not eating exactly. Yerman Achai, all those things.
So the answer that most of the Achronim say is that, yes, Goyim have 7 mitzvahs, and we have the same 7 mitzvahs, but for us, it means something different than it means for them. So, for example, Gezel is Osir by B'nai Yisrael, by B'nai Noyach, but for us, Gezel Pachas Mishtava Pruta is not Gezel. For them, it is. Right? Teaching Torah is Osir to Goyim, according to one approach in the Gemara, out Gezel. Gezel means something different by B'nai Noach, that means by B'nai Yisrael. The list of Arayis is different by B'nai Noach and is by B'nai Yisrael. Eiver min Hachai, according to many Mepharshim, Eiver min Hachai for a Jew means don't chop off the limb of a live animal and eat it. Some of the Mepharshim understand that Goyim are Usur to drink milk, no? Because it comes from Hachai. There's a different definition of Eiver min Hachai for Jews and for Goyim. So who hadin, we're going to say within Tosfos, that even if Tosfos really holds that the din is that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, even if it's not a limited halacha for Shavua, But it's a halacha that for Christians, it's not avodah zarah. For Jews, Christianity is avodah zarah. I had a guy in my shir a couple of years ago, a Chabadnik, and Alicia Pearl. So he gave me some Mara Makomis to look in the Sefer of the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek, the Derech Pekudecha. So Derech Pekudecha, it's actually like known as like a hakdama to Inyanei Chassidus. Derech Pekudecha speaks about the mitzvah of Achdus Hashem versus the Isra of Avodah Zarah. He says, Goyim don't have a mitzvah of Achdus Hashem. They have an Isra of Avodah Zarah. Meaning, the way we began, that for Jews, you have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad U'Miyuchad, and anything, it's Loka Achdus Hamin, Loka Ach, like the Rambam says, anything that bespeaks anything besides being absolute Achdus is usher for Jews. But for Goyim, for B'nai Noach, they have an Isra of Avodah Zarah. If they believe in God, but they also believe in something else, that's what I would call shituf. That's what the Balei HaTos is called shituf. They partner them together. So for Goyim, that is not Avodah Zarah. But for Jews, it is Avodah Zarah. So what we're getting at is as follows. To say that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah is possible. It's a Me'iri, but it's a rejected Shita. The Rambam says Christianity is unquestionably Avodah Zarah, Jews, Goyim, no distinction, right? Achdus Hashem, Avodah Zarah, it's all connected in Rambam world. However, like the Rebbe of the Tzemach Tzedek has in Derech Pekudecha, the Pashtus in the Balei HaTosfos is that Christianity is Avodah Zarah for Jews, but it's not Avodah Zarah for Goyim. Now, this, of course, hashgafically is very important in terms of our attitude to our Christian brothers and sisters. Our attitude towards Muslims is clear, that Muslims are not Oyvdei Avodah Zarah. Right? It's clear. They believe, right, they're mamish makbid ad kutzel shel yud in terms of graven images, right? Islam is not Avodah Zarah. Our attitude toward a Christian should be that for him, it's not Avodah Zarah. For me, it is Avodah Zarah. So am I allowed to donate money to a church? Well, I'm doing something which for me is usher. For me, it's Avodah Zarah, right? L'chora, there can't be, the Pashtus is that Ashkenazim should follow the view of the Balei HaTosfos, which is that Christianity, again, one of two ways. The Na'idib Yehuda says that Tosfos only means that that you're allowed to accept a Shavua from Goyim. But the religion of Christianity is full-fledged Avodah Zarah even for Goyim. The liberal take on Tosfos is that Christianity is Avodah Zarah for Jews, not for Goyim. Goyim don't have an Isser of Avodah Zarah when they worship as Christians because what's it called? Because they also believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's clear that we treat Christianity like Avodah Zarah, no? It's mamish clear. There's a whole discussion Hilchos Stam Yeinom that maybe our Christians today that we live amongst them, they don't worship properly. They don't fully understand. Maybe when they don't really do libations on an altar. I feel terrible because I end up teaching you guys a lot of Christianity. But what do they do with wine in a church? So they drink it believing that it's the blood of Yashka. No? That might not be a Maisa Nisuch. Okay, grand. None of the Rishonim ever said, none of the Rishonim said that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. They just didn't say it. They have technical ways of getting around that maybe B'diyevet will assume that's Osir B'Shtiyah, not Osir B'Hana'ah, based on some of these Cheshbonos, that's not Nisach, it doesn't meet the technical dinim. But for mainstream halacha, again, maybe Shasad Chak Gadol, you have like the Rav Herzog to rely on the Me'iri. But mainstream halacha is Christianity is certainly unquestionably, without any doubt, avodah zarah for Jews. But for Christians, that depends on the two interpretations of Taisus. And the Ramah himself seems to say that the liberal view of Taisus, the Ramah seems to take the approach that Christianity is not avodah zarah for goyim. The Shach seems to take this approach as well. I give you all the Maror Mekomos in the packet. Happens that Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in Rav Shechter Sefer Nefesh HaRav on page 230, that this statement of the Shach, that we follow the liberal reading of Taisus, is Kishgaga Sheyotza Milofnei HaShalet. It's a pasuk in Koheles. It's just a mistake. But Lamaisa, to argue that Halacha today feels that Christianity is not avodah zarah, just goes against the entire halachic history that we have. Again, the pathos that the Minchas Elozer brought across in that tshuva, like, why did our grandparents give up their lives? The fact that that's part of our Mesorah, Tisha B'Av is coming up, should not allow us to entertain the idea with any seriousness, the idea that Christianity is not avodah zarah. This so far has all been hakdama. Right, we're going to go on for 4 more hours, Chevra. Okay, everyone's good? Any questions or comments? Those of you who have been in my shiur realize I don't like saying shiur for more than 45 minutes, but what can we do? There's so much there. Mr. Chernigov, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm just curious if which you think is the more correct read in the Tosfos.
Hard to know. Lamaisa, the Piskei Tshuva, thinks the more correct reading of Tosfos, that's only a din in Shavua. In the appendix of Dr. David Berger's book on Chabad, he deals with this at great length. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim adds a few words to the Tosfos. There's a lot to say. There's a Tosfos Rabbeinu Ochanan at the beginning of Avodah Zarah who quotes the same thing with like slightly different words. Again, to say what the Pashtus in Tosfos is very hard because Tosfos is not just one person and Tosfos span. Right? So it's very hard. I could tell you what the Poskim say. Right? The Poskim are more inclined to the Nodim Yehuda's read of Tosfos than to the other view of Tosfos, which, by the way, is the view of like Rabbi Yonah Lansofer, etc. Rabbi Yonah Lansofer is the Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer, no? The Tshuvas Kanfei Yoina. So, okay, whatever it is. Now, Kevon, any other questions before we go on? The Uyghurs, U-Y-G-H-E-R, are Muslims. Do I feel safe? They are not Uvdei Avodah Zarah by any stretch. Yosef does a ton of work for this group of people persecuted terribly. No shaila whatsoever. They are not Uvdei Avodah Zarah. Nothing to talk about. Someone else had a question.
Rabbi, can you just go over who had the less liberal approach of the reading of the Tosfos, the first reading?
Right. So the less liberal approach to the Tosfos, again, if you look in the Piskei Tshuva here in Yerida Kuf Mem Zayin, it's the No De Yehuda Madura Tinyana Sof Simen Kuf Mem Ches, the Tshuva Shara Ephraim, etc. These are the Shitos who assume that when Tosfos says, when Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, that you're allowed to be mekabel a shavua from goyim, that's halacha, you're allowed to be mekabel a shavua for goyim. That when they swear, there's no iser for me to cause them to swear. The shavua itself is not a problem. But the act of Christianity, the worship of Christianity, is avodah zarah, sai for yidin, sai for goyim. It's avodah zarah both for Jews and for goyim. That is the less liberal view of Tosfos. The more liberal view of Tosfos is that Christianity is not avodah zarah for goyim, but it is avodah zarah for Jews. That is the other view within Tosfos. Now, as a matter of practical halacha, I think the pashtus is that you're not allowed to, not the pashtus, to argue that you're allowed to go into a church, even for a president's inauguration, is very difficult. Now, part of that conversation when the rabbi entered the church is one of the rabbis who wrote to defend him says, if you look in Yerideya Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, there's an Isser of Lo Teilchu B'chukos HaGoy, B'chukos Hem Lo Seilechu, that you're not allowed to have Goyish haircuts, etc. But if you're Mekurvo Malchus, it's permitted. The Beis Yosef asks Akasha, how could I permit an Isser D'Oraisa because it's Mekurvo Malchus? So one answer the Beis Yosef gives is that it's permitted because it's for Hatzalas Yisrael. That the Makur V'malchus is someone who is going to be Matzal Jews, so that person will get the special type of Roman haircut, and therefore it's going to be okay for Hatzalas Yisrael. The other Mahalach that the Beis Yosef takes here in Kufay and Ches is that V'Masara HaKosav Allah Chachomim, like many Isurim, the Chachomim define the parameters of the Isser. The Chachomim define that a Kala is within 30 days, can be Rochetzes Paneha in Yom HaKippurim, right? That's the other Mahalach in the Beis Yosef, and therefore you're allowed to cut your hair if you're Makur V'malchus. So this rabbi argued that to go to President Obama's inauguration, the National Cathedral, is okay because we have the heter of Makur V'malchus. Now, not at all poshut that this is permitted. It could be, and the Taz and most Achrenim follow the opinion of the Taisvis, the opinion, excuse me, in the Beis Yosef, that the only kula is about the din of B'chukol Sem Lo Seilechu. The din of getting a goyish haircut is permitted if you're Makur V'malchus. But the din of actually going into a church might not be permitted. Even if you want to hold like the other Mahalach HaTaisis, that's mutter for Hatzalas Yisrael. Hatzalas Yisrael means in the case when there's an acute danger. Hatzalas Yisrael means if I'm a Makur V'malchus in the sense of I have an ongoing relationship with the king. So then I'm allowed to violate certain Yisurim to save Klal Yisrael. But to just show up for the president's inauguration, it is very important to have good political relations. But you're not a Makur V'malchus because on this one occasion, the president invited you. That doesn't make you a Makur V'malchus. That just means on this one occasion, if you're someone who's like the official shtadlan for Klal Yisrael, then you're a Makur V'malchus. So the argument that it was permitted to enter the National Cathedral is very difficult. There's another issue though, that going into churches might have another thing. In my previous life, I was a pulpit rabbi, and I got a shiloh on a few occasions of people wanted to go on vacation, and they wanted to go to Rome, and they wanted to look in the Sistine Chapel. The Sistine Chapel is Michelangelo, right? Is not just one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Michelangelo was a Renaissance artist. Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel. People like to go and look at it. Is it mutter to go into the Sistine Chapel? So when someone asked me the Shaila, I said, I think it's usher to go. Rav Shechter felt it was usher. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said it's usher. This other rabbi said that he felt it was okay because the Sistine Chapel is not a place that they use for prayer. The Sistine Chapel is just a large room. Now, first of all, it's not really true because when they appoint a new pope, they dafka get together in the Sistine Chapel and no one knows exactly what goes on. It's like top secret. No video recorders allowed until the white smoke goes up. But they actually pray in the Sistine Chapel. It happens. So they do use it for prayer. You can't say it's not a church, in my opinion. But this fellow was arguing that it's not a church. But even if it's not a church, there's another Isser that the Grand Shabbos on Kuf Mem Tes says, Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim, that you're not allowed to, the Rambam has an extreme formulation, Atafanu Kel Midatchem, The Rambam says you have to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Most Rishonim, the Ritva there in Shabbos Kuf Mem Tes says, Al Tifnu El Halila means you cannot do anything that turns you toward Avodah Zarah. Meaning, Reb Moshe writes in the Tshuva, and I think this is Davar Muskam, that to look at Christian art is usher. Now, let's go slowly. You have to recognize, Reb Moshe in the Tshuva, I give you the Tshuva, it's Mechela Gimel of Yerideya Simen Kuf Chav Tes. Why do they have Christian artwork in churches? And why did Catholic artists make Christian artwork? The answer is that they want to inspire you to think religious thoughts. But the religious thoughts that they want to inspire you to think is not about the religion that me and you practice. The religious thoughts that they want the person to think is about Yashka. Consequently, looking at Christian art, studying the Christian art, should be an iser of Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim. Some of you I could just see from the way your apartments look live in Washington Heights, no? Just guessing. There's this place here called the Cloisters. It's in Fort Tryon Park. The Cloisters is not a church. It was a French monastery, French medieval monastery that someone decided to pick up and move to Washington Heights. Who knows why? But that's what they did. There is artwork in the Cloisters. Apparently they're like unicorns. It's supposed to be very beautiful. But it's Christian art, and it's there to get you to think Christian thoughts. The pashtus is, even if it's not a church, it's usher to look at the Christian art or to listen to the Christian music, Handel, or whatever. Handel is not just something that you do in the Beis Medrash, right? You don't just handle svaras. Christian music, Christian art, should be the iser of Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim. I had a conversation with David Berger. Again, I mamash don't understand. Like David Berger is like, to me, the God of Hadar in these sages. Like, I don't understand how anyone could have a Havmina Christianity. It's not a Beit Zara based on the incarnation. And I don't understand how anyone could have a Havmina that you're allowed to go into the Sistine Chapel, etc. Because L'cha'ora, that should be the iser of Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim. It seems to me that it's fairly obvious. Now, when I say that Christianity is Avodah Zarah, that does not mean that a cross or even a crucifix is Avodah Zarah. The Rama Paskins Beferish that a crucifix is, okay, they didn't see the crucifix and a cross. I feel bad. Again, I have to explain this to some people, but a crucifix is a Salem, a Shesi Ve'erev, or Shesi Ve'erev. If you don't know what that is, there's a song, Yirak Rak Adam Dam, Shesi and Erev. It's like in the Pasuk, the Chas V'Sham. It means warp and woof, up and down. That's the Shasi and the Erev. And the ones that have Yashka on it are called the crucifix or not. The Pashtus and the Ramah is that crucifix is not Avodah Zarah. The Shach says that's only not Avodah Zarah. If you know that they didn't worship it, if you're concerned that they did worship it, then the crucifix is Avodah Zarah. Tuvia, you had a comment?
Yeah, I was wondering, when Rebbe says not looking at Christian art, would that also then apply, for example, going to the Met or to something like that?
Yeah. So it's very hard. I've been trying to figure this out for many years. Like literature, art. I think to go into a church where the art or the Sistine Chapel or the cloisters, I think there it's clear that the artist's intention was, and the reason why it's there is to get you to think Christian thoughts. To go to the Met, you know, there is a thing called secular Christian art or Christian literature that uses Christian themes. I remember when I was in college, I took Dr. Lee. Probably none of you guys took Dr. Lee, right? Did he retire before? Oh, you took him, right? So Dr. Lee, we had to read Paradise Lost. Rav Aaron read Paradise Lost. Right? Like, there clearly are Christian themes. How come that's not usher based on Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim? How come it's not usher based on that? So the answer has to be that there are times that if I'm a deeply religious person, I use religious terminology naturally, and I'm trying to express ideas, but not as religious ideas. So if the artwork is artwork that uses religious themes, but the goal is not to turn you to get you to think religiously. One can make a halachic case that it's not bichlal the isur v'atifnu el ha'alilim. It is interesting that Rav Aaron himself, who read Paradise Lost, who apparently knew it because, like, he's Rav Aaron, Rav Aaron was machmir not to go into the Sistine Chapel. Right? I think the distinction is, do you assume that that's like utilizing Christian themes to bring out other ideas? Or is it directly intended to focus you on thoughts about Yashka? I think that's a distinction, but I'm not sure. This is just my own svara. Moshe, it looks like you had a comment, or?
Yeah, so how do you know the kavana of each artist? Like,
you don't. But if it's in a chapel, and if the artist clearly did it in a church, so hasvar no senes, that the artist is getting you to think religious thoughts.
Right, I'm saying by heter, it should be a low plug, meaning like that we should never say the heter because we never know if the person...
Yes, again, you're raising a fine svara. However, we all know that, you know, people read works of literature that have Christian themes. Much of the good literature in this world has Christian themes. Like, what's the heter for it? I don't know. Like, I'm thinking aloud. Like, I'm a shtickle stuck. It's a good kasha. This is the possible svara that I have. I don't know. It's worthwhile. Some of you have time this summer to be mevara the sugya of altifnu el ha'alilim, and what precisely are the contours of that is there. I think that would be a very worthwhile investigation. Now, are you allowed to mention Oso Ha'ish's name? So let's just take a step back. Traditional Jews called him Oso Ha'ish or Yashka. That's what traditional Jews called. My father grew up in Montreal. The French Catholics used to beat him up on the way to school. He had a poem that he would recite called Yashka Pundrik Bukhtin Dread, Upgefundet via Ferd. That's traditionally Jews would not say Jesus. We didn't say that. The Chavos Yar writes in the Tshuva that it's not also because it's a name. It was a name of someone before that someone became a god. It was a common name in their times. Chazal used the term Yeshu, which is a slight adaptation of it. But Zog L'Chavos Yar, fundamentally, there's no Isser to say the name. The second half of the name, which means Mashiach, is much more problematic. But to just say Jesus, L'Chavos Yar feels fundamentally is okay. Nonetheless, Reb Azriel Hildesheimer in the Tshuva, Reb Hildesheimer writes that there was a teacher in his school who was reading literature with them, and he pronounced the name Jesus in class, reading literature. Reb Hildesheimer fired him. This is before there was the Jewish Chronicle of London, so it wasn't like such a big political deal. But the guy was fired. The guy was fired because he said Jesus. And Reb Hildesheimer basically writes that even if you could defend it halachically, they say that it's not mamish. It's a truth, sir, but Zira Hildesheimer, Chilak Aleph, Yeredeism, and Kufpei. May Olam Toma Tomisi al Hamekilim B'Shem Ze, Umachmirim B'Shmai HaPrati, Kasher Humurgo Beinenu, Be'emes Napachu. He says, I don't know why some people say Jesus. I don't know why some people don't say Jesus, but they say the second half of the name. He says Napachu, right? The second half of the name means Mashiach. That's much worse. And he goes on and he says that everybody should know that we don't do this. In the base chinuch hayilodim, yesh lochosh dom osi lemisrach, bevada yesh lishmor leregesh ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim shememaasim boza. Right? We have an attitude, like we began with, that we consider it disgusting. Rav Hildesheimer fired the teacher for this. Because you're not supposed... I could defend it halachically, but our attitude is supposed to be then it's a davar mitu'av. Our attitude is supposed to be that Christianity, again, there's a difficult balance over here. We want to respect the people, treat them with absolute respect, and, you know, these are men and women of faith. But from our perspective, it's avodah zarah. Right? That's why the distinction of the Balei HaTosfos is so important for us. We can be sympathetic, understanding, absolute respect for them, because klapei them, it's okay. But from our perspective, ta'if to ta'avenu. And if when you're teaching in the yeshiva, if Hildesheimer says, you got to fire the teacher who does this. You got to fire the teacher. Because the cha'ira, yeah, cha'ira, it's a problem. Again, there's a huge discussion in the poskim about thousands of issues that relate. Coinage in many countries has a shasi and erev on it, has a gatzalim, has a cross on it in many countries. The Gemara already speaks about that Rabbi Amram Chasida was his name. He was called a chassid because he didn't even know what money looked like. He didn't know tzurasa de dinara, right? What's the Gemara say? He didn't even know what money looked like because the money had images of avodah zarah on it. It's mutter, right? By the way, this is a chumrah. Well, you should always transact in Bitcoin, no? Then you're not looking at tzurasa de dinara. No, you don't, right? There's no image. It's a tremendous chumrah. Personally, I think Cardano is better than Bitcoin. Bitcoin is very expensive, but that's a different conversation. But the point is that it's mutter. It's mamish mutter because their kavanah isn't for avodah zarah. If their kavanah would be for avodah zarah, they wouldn't spend the money, this and that. Like there are a thousand reasons the post can have. But nonetheless, these are shailas that the Rishonim speak about at great length. And these are some of the questions. There's a discussion in many of the modern poskim about voting. Are you allowed, often in communities, the polling places are in churches, no? In the gym of the church or the like. Are you allowed to go into the church? So we mentioned before, you're not allowed to go into the church. Nonetheless, the Pashta says that means you can't go into the church. You're not allowed to go into a room in the church building if people will think that you're going into the church. However, if there's a separate door and it says on the door, vote aki, right? Vote over here, right? I have to translate. Vote aki. That means everybody knows why you're going into that room, right? Everybody knows that is going to not be an issue of avodah zarah. It's clear why you're going. It says vote aki. So Rav Moshe Shternbach and the Tshuva Chelek Beis in Taf Yud is make on voting. Rav Shechter has some tshuvas to the OU that it's written clearly that you're not going into the actual sanctuary. It's not, no one will have such a havamina. Then for sure it is going to be, then for sure it's going to be okay. Moshe Rabbeinu would not daven in the city. I could say, see, so yeah, Ephros is kapai melfnei Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu would not daven in the city of Mitzrayim. Moshe would not daven in Mitzrayim because it's avodah zarah. Are you allowed to daven in a place where there is avodah zarah? So this is Beferish and Shulchan Aruch. The inns of the Goyim were avodah zarah. Shulchan Aruch says you should try to daven outside. The Magen Avraham Paskin said you're allowed to daven in the room itself. What Moshe Rabbeinu did was apparently a chumri. You shouldn't face the tzelem when you daven. Sometimes this comes up in hospitals. I know my mother had her open heart surgery, so she was in St. Francis Hospital, and there's like a big tzelem on the wall looking right at you, like whenever you want to. So you shouldn't daven facing the tzelem, obviously, but we assume that the tzelem itself is not avodah zarah, like the Rama says against the Shach. We assume the tzelem is not avodah zarah, and you're allowed to daven in a room where there is a tzelem. Don't face the tzelem, obviously. If Shechter once told me, and didn't find this inside, he said that a tzelem has a din of tzoa, and therefore you have to cover it up. I never found that. I think he's quoted the Darkei Tshuva says that. I don't know. But the basic point that we're trying to get at, I think, is that there are 1,000 shailas, which are mista'e from this conversation, but practical halacha, right? It's supposed to be a practical halacha, like that's our goal. Practical halacha is that we don't follow the Rambam. We don't treat Christianity unquestionably like Avodah Zarah. We certainly don't follow the Me'iri that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. We pashtus follow this sheet of the Bali Hataisus, which, as we noted, there are two ways of understanding it. If we take the liberal view, what that means is that our attitude is that they are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but from our perspective, it is Avodah Zarah. And because it's Avodah Zarah from our perspective, I can't enter a church. I'm not allowed to donate money to churches. To argue that we paskin like the Me'iri, I think I made this very clear a few times. I don't think we paskin like the Me'iri at all. I don't think we can countenance that approach. But these are just some of the horrors. Any questions or comments or observations? Yes, Mr. Trinigot,
yeah.
How are you?
Yeah,
just as a Midrash, by the way, it looks like you're in the
Midrash. Yeah, I just got back to the base Midrash.
Okay.
Just as a follow up to all Tiffness. I mean, obviously, like I took history in high school and we spoke about, you know, Calvin and Luther and all that. So that's obviously totally mutter because it's just an academic pursuit.
I think that, again, like to study stuff from a historical perspective, the Pashtus is it's mutter. The question, I think, is more pertinent when it comes to Christian art and works of literature. I think that's a harder question. History, you know, you're studying the history. Again, I'm not saying for sure that it's mutter, but minhag ha'olam certainly is that studying history and knowing about the right, there's a difference between it and about it, right? That's like what Rabbi Besdin said, like in terms of the IBC curriculum. About it, if it's not there to make you think religious thoughts, right? You're just studying it in a dispassionate, abstract way, okay, that's one thing. But, you know, when it's there to generate emotions, I think that is much more problematic.
Wouldn't there be a chiluk as far as lomeid almanas?
So if it's lahavin ulahoros, if your idea is if you're going to be, you have to know the inyanim of avodah zarah to paskin shailas that are related to it, of course that's mutter. And if you're going to be the chief rabbi of Israel and you have to deal with these issues, of course it's mutter. But the question is to study it. Because you're in school, the minhag ha'olam clearly is that high schools and colleges study it from a historical perspective. I don't think we can question that, that it's done, and I think there's ample room to be makel. But the works of art are much more problematic. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes in that tshuva from his son Reb David. The whole goal of the art is to get you to think religiously. Mr. Blau, it looks like you had a comment.
So with regards to the art question, is there any possibility of like the intaker of the art, like the kavana of the intaker of the art making any difference? So like if I know that like Bach wrote like basically all of his music, like religiously, because he was a very religious person, but like most of his music doesn't have any words or anything that like could be interpreted religiously at all, like no words at all. Like if I have the kavana in listening to it, like, oh, like how great a gift the Kadosh Baruch Hu like gave this person to like make music like this, or like a positive religious perspective from my view, then like, does that make a difference?
So I'll say it like this, you know, your first comment about Bach, the fact that Bach was a deeply religious person and his music had religious themes. I think the average person who listens to Bach just likes the sound and is not aware of that. So I don't think that's an issue. As opposed to Christian art, where there clearly are depictions of Christian themes. I used the example of Handel beforehand because, you know, in the Messiah, there are words, right, as opposed to just plain music. Does my kavana matter why I'm doing it? Like if I would go into the Sistine Chapel and I'd be thinking about, you know, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reaching out to touch humankind, et cetera. And I'm thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam that we know and love. Does that change things? I don't know. I think Shlomo HaMelech said that I'm going to marry extra women below Asur. And they're all like Beis Yankiv girls. And the halacha still says that that's not permitted. So, you know, Kavanasecha Ritsuya, Maasecha Einam Ritsuyim, right? I think that. Okay. Any other comments? I think Mr. Davidowitz, yeah. you had a comment before?
Yeah, I guess, I kind of sense the answer is no, but still, I wouldn't mind clarifying. If let's say there is an image of Tanakh, is it possible for there to be some, I guess, work done by a Christian painter that is an image of Tanakh that we would be able to look at and have religious thoughts about if it's something based in Tanakh as opposed to
Old Testament or New Testament?
Old Testament, yeah.
I mean, Testament. Yeah, or, yeah.
That's why I tried to say in Tanakh.
I think, you know, when they are depicting images in Tanakh, that is relevant for us also, because it's the same Tanakh story. It's just that they feel at some point later on, you know, there was a Brit Chadashah, or whatever came out. So I don't think that itself is a problem. They just feel that it's been superseded. So at the stage where we are, the part that we accept, I would say that's okay. Maybe that's the answer to like the Paradise Lost question. Also, even though Lamaisa, he's dealing with it not from the perspective of Midrashei Chazal. I don't think Milton was really working with Midrashei Chazal in mind. Okay, gentlemen. Yes, Mr. Chernikov.
Yeah, can you discuss the practical applications of Los Achanim regarding Christianity nowadays?
Yeah, so Los Achanim, Gemara Vaydazar Daf Chaf has that there are three Isurim of Los Achanim. There's Lotitun and Chanaya Bekarka, Lotitun and Mechain, and you're not allowed to get the Matnes Chinam. Some of the Balei Taisus understand the Uraim Paskins this way. The Isur Los Achanim is only on the Zayin Amamim. The Pashtus is that we assume that the Isur Los Achanim applies to any nation of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but it does not apply to people who are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Rav Kook in his tshuvas about the Heter Mechira says that you should sell the land to Muslims, not to Christians, because the Muslims are definitely not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And therefore the din of Los Achanim for sure does not apply to the Muslims. Obviously there's much more to say, like you throw a kasha like that out, like 2 months before the end of the shir, but okay.
No, but just practically, meaning, are you allowed? You're not allowed to say like, "Oh, this is a beautiful church" or something. That's for sure.
Also. You should not say this is a beautiful church. That's correct. Yeah, I mean, the question is, I'm not sure about is like one of the examples is you shouldn't say "Kama not Ovid Kochavim Zeh." So let's say you have an athlete who happens to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah L'Chaladeus, right? Am I allowed to say that so-and-so is a great athlete? And so the Pashtus and the Rambam said it's usher. I don't know. The Minhag HaOlam is to be make on this, but my guess is that that's because people are not aware there's a Shaila. Again, I would say that, you know, if it's a Christian, so the Din of Los Achanim is, you know, from their perspective, not of the Avodah Zarah, unlike a church where it's a makam of Avodah Zarah, but the person himself is not an Ovid Kochavim. So I don't know if there's an issue to say that this Christian is a great athlete. But if you have a pagan who's a great athlete, certainly according to the Rav, I'm not allowed to say that. Yeah. Okay. Gentlemen.